Yes, today we are celebrating, as you said, and we can say that we have achieved a lot, and we are still facing huge challenge to counter it. So I can say that we have achieved already. We defend ourselves against the insult of the Al-Shabaab, and it is Malaysia supported by the international terrorists. They tried to overthrow the government, but we defend ourselves. We were busy to restructure the command and control of our security forces, which we have already succeeded. And we are now planning to undertake security operation next, week. So the government is still in office, and we defended ourselves against the insult of Shabaab. And we also reorganized public finance management, the institution related to the public finance management of the transitional federal government. We are the government, first time since 1991, produced the budget for the parliament. And we are the first Somali government who put together the first time the parliament and the government and the president are all of them and operating in Mogadishu, the capital city of the Somalia. So we were in good time, and we are still facing huge challenges which we should overcome the next few months and weeks.
What do you think the expectations of Somalis should be?
Yes, the expectation is to handle the security of the country, particularly the capital city of Mogadishu. And that is what we are now planning to. The next few weeks, we are in the position to say that we will undertake the security operation in the capital. We will kick out the Al-Shabaab and its allies of Hezbollah Islam from the capital, and we are soon put in place the law and order and in the city, and the police forces will be in place to and protect the civilians, and the military forces will undertake the operation as soon as possible. So we will say there is huge expectation from the Somali people, from the government. So we are trying to be up to the job and to and fulfill the expectation of our community. So I would say the security is number one, then to establish the local administration of the city. You know that we have a 13 districts only in Mogadishu, so we have to set up the local administration, and the police forces should be functioning in that time when we are cleaning the city.
The UN Security Council has unanimously voted Thursday to extend the AU mandate in the country. Some other countries like Djibouti have promised to bring in more troops to help with the security situation in the country. Does this boost your government chances of dealing with some of these insurgent groups?
Yes, that's what we are trying to do, but we have really to say that we are dependent only on ourselves as a transitional federal government. We are depending on our security forces. We may get some help and support from AMISOM, but we are primarily dependent on our security forces. And we really say that, yes, we have a great moral and political support from the international community, but I have to say that we haven't realized the much resources we need from the international community, and we are still expecting from the international community. As you follow, yesterday and today there were a big meeting in London, both for Yemen and Afghanistan. We are looking for the scale of that conference to be held for Somali, but we haven't seen that really. The beginning of this year, they were meeting in Brussels to raise funds for Somali government, but until now we haven't realized anything from that conference, really. So we are saying that we get the support, the moral and political support of the international community, but not yet the resource that we need to be successful as a TFG. But at the end, we have to We have to depend on our security forces. We have to depend on the Somali community, who are fed up the the bad habit of Al-Shabaab and its allies. So I think the next few weeks, Somali people and the rest of the world will hear from TFG good news.
What do you think are the prospects of your government in ensuring that the ordinary Somali would, you know, peace and security will come back to the country, and then they would enjoy protection from the TFG?
Yes, my prospect is very, I'm very optimistic, to be honest with you. We are planning, and we have planned already, and we next few weeks, I would say that Somali people, at least those who are in capital, will enjoy peace and security, and then the law and order, restoring the law and order. So I am very optimistic about, next few weeks, particularly in Mogadishu, that Somali people will, those who are living in Mogadishu will enjoy peace and security.